are now living in a time when foreign gangs can cross over our border and seize people's property at gunpoint with no fear of the law.
This video has been making the rounds online since yesterday. Shows armed men walking through a building, knocking on doors, and entering an apartment. These men are part of a dangerous Venezuelan gang, and their numbers have been growing steadily because of the crisis at the border.
There have been rumblings of new gang activity in Aurora all summer. Officials have skated around the topic, but now there's video and victims they can't deny.
It's really like being held hostage.
Cindy was a prisoner in her own home. She's lived in this building at 12th and Dallas for years. This summer, when crime got worse, Cindy got cameras. Doorbell video shows a group of armed men forcing their way into her neighbor's home. Another night, her camera outside captured two men approaching a vehicle, guns drawn.
What I am told is that police leadership put it out that no less than like three or four officers could respond to one of these complexes. I now have other property owners, other apartment complexes, calling and telling me the same kinds of things.
Food is the biggest commodity over there.
Cindy says she survived the ordeal by staying quiet, giving them food and bed bug spray. Every night, praying she'd hear sirens.
They left us there to die.
In her new home, far away, the peace she feels is fleeting. Because for so many others, she says there is no escape, no solution, and no sign that help will ever come.
The people working to defund the police are the same people bringing in millions of foreigners without any expectation to assimilate. These foreigners are being given money, education, and homes, while tax-paying American citizens are being kicked out of their homes and losing their jobs. Property taxes generate approximately 75% of a city's funding. And as the job market, home sales, commercial real estate, and the entire U.S. economy continues to plummet, the average American citizen will no longer be able to pay the city's taxes, and city governments will become desperate. Right on cue, the federal government announces it will be giving out hundreds of millions of dollars to cities willing to take more migrants. This isn't new. The Department of Homeland Security, who is supposedly tasked with securing the homeland, has already given out $1 billion to city governments in return for taking more migrants. And there will be billions more given out. This incentivized plan of self-destruction is scheduled to last another 2 years. The Venezuelan gang violence in Aurora, Colorado, is already spilling out to the surrounding suburbs. And Aurora is just one of many. There are hundreds of sanctuary cities, counties, and states, all of which are losing money. And the funds being given out by Homeland Security will not cut it. They will only increase the amount of mouths to feed. As it turns out, the cost of feeding and housing tens of millions of people is unsustainable. And as the money starts to run out, things will get much more dangerous. John Williams predicts we will be seeing more demand for gated communities and private security companies.
A lot of these new residents are coming from a harder world. They're coming from the El Salvadors of the world, the Venezuelas of the world. You know, these countries where they know a lot of hardship, and they've come here for a better life, and they're going to do what they have to do to achieve that better life. And as we walk into the winter, it's going to be real cold in San Francisco, in Denver, in New York City, and if they don't have shelter, they're going to take it, most likely. I mean, if the food cuts off, if the shelter, becomes harder to come by, if all these, perks and things that were promised go away, it's going to be a free-for-all.
Last year, 139 mayors officially told Congress they need more money to provide food, housing, and other services to their growing migrant community. They wrote that both city government agencies and local nonprofits are overwhelmed and cannot provide the most basic assistance.
Where do you see all this going? Do you think that this video right here is the end? Or do you think that this situation is very well the beginning? It's only 3 months until winter. These cities, they're going to get really cold.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Tuesday, September 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody's stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. You live on this Tuesday morning. Everybody had a good long weekend. That just means not only do we have a weekend's worth of news, we have three days worth of news to get to, which shouldn't be difficult, right? Except that 3 days in today's news cycle is like a year normally. It's pretty amazing. I mean, entire stories come and go in the course of a weekend these days. For example, we won't be talking too much about it, but the Chase Bank glitch. This had about a 48-hour life cycle. And it's less of a glitch as it is more of a check fraud. It's just check fraud, as I understand it. I guess people learned that you could deposit checks at ATMs. And it would credit your account for that money, and then you could immediately withdraw it, and so you could do a fake check, something like that. So I assume it was. I haven't really looked into it. Not type of thing I'd actually want to do, because it's you're obviously going to get caught, and it's not going to work well. And so within the course of 48 hours, it went from videos of people like dancing in front of a Chase, being like, "We're getting free money," to them going, "Y'all think this is funny? I owe the bank $15,000 now. And you're laughing?" So it's just, you know, it's one of those things. It's like, it's here and then it's gone. But just one of a series of stories over this weekend that we'll get to and cover in more follow-up to stories that we left off with last week. The continuing and we really should be keeping track of the number of non-existent scandals the Democrats are able to fabricate from thin air. Because the latest is the Gold Star family Arlington Cemetery debacle, which I guess is it's a scandal that's gone on for a week at this point. And it's just one of those things. It's just one of those events that in any normal functioning society, any normal presidential campaign, it's not even a thing. It's like nothing. It's like a very minor campaign event. But by some alchemy, by some mysterious power, this becomes a week-long catastrophe, a week-long scandal that has people like ready to kill each other. It is completely wild. And I feel like it's like once a week at this point that there's just some just utterly non-existent scandal that is just turned into a scandal somehow. You know, one of the most pertinent examples would be the flags being flown by Supreme Court justices. And it just is not a scandal. It's just not a big deal. It's not an issue. It's not a thing. Supreme Court Justice flies a flag, flies a historical flag that was once flown by George Washington's ship. And this becomes a month-long scandal where they're like threatening to discredit and you know, dissemble the entire Supreme Court over it. Because he flew a historical American flag? Like, what? This is not even a scandal. Very, very similar kind of vibes here. You have the anniversary of 13 American servicemen and women being killed in Afghanistan. You have their families wanting to come together and honor their fallen family members. Totally normal. They send out invites to every presidential candidate, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden included, who were the ones, of course, who gave the orders that got their children killed. That's beside the point. The only person to respond to it, the only campaign to accept their invitation, is Donald Trump. He goes and does a wreath-laying ceremony at the cemetery. Like, that should be it. There's no scandal here. It's not a big deal. It's not out of the ordinary. Very, very normal stuff here. And yet, it's like suddenly it's like Trump's people were assaulting the Arlington Cemetery. And actually, are you even allowed to use the Arlington Cemetery for political means? And actually, it's the Gold Star families are mad at Trump, and they were being used by him as a tool. And it becomes this just week-long chaotic mess. It's like, but why, though? But why? Donald Trump accepted an invitation from Gold Star families to lay a wreath on the anniversary of their children being killed. Like, I don't get how they Rumpelstiltskin this into a giant scandal. They can take hay and they can turn it into gold. I don't get it. I don't know how they convince people that this is such a big deal or why they make such a big deal out of it. I mean, I guess the only thing I can think is that it just makes the Harris campaign look so bad that they feel like they have to do something. Like, they just didn't do anything. Nobody would even remember that he went to the cemetery. Like, it was such a minor thing. It was such a nothing event. I mean, no offense. I mean, obviously it was something. Obviously it's very meaningful for these families, and it's something that the president should be doing, or that somebody who wants to be president should be involved in this. But it's just, it would have come, it would have gone, it would have been another campaign event of the hundreds that there have been. But for some reason, I guess because it makes them look so bad, the Democrats have to just be like, well, we got to make something out of this. We got to make a scandal out of this. Somehow we have to, at the end of this, make people think that this very normal laying of a wreath was actually some diabolical, underhanded scheme by the Trump campaign because he really hates the troops. Utter, complete insanity and nonsense. We're gonna put all that to rest, hopefully, for the love of God. Can we just move on to things that actually matter? Maybe not getting more young men killed overseas for our ridiculous warmongering insanity from up top. We'll get into that. We'll get into just everything that's happened over the weekend and try desperately to just fight back the flood of mis and disinformation while simultaneously trying to prevent free speech from going away forever off of the claims of mis and disinformation, which they are very openly projecting now. Like, they're very deliberately telling everybody what's going to happen in the future. They are going to destroy free speech. Free speech is over. It's at an end. The New York Times this weekend coming out with a headline saying the Constitution is kind of evil. I mean, it's sacred. It's certainly sacred, but also, is it bad and we should get rid of it maybe? So we'll get to that. So we'll get to all of that. We have guests in the third hour. I'm going to open up the calls for your input in the second hour. We have a lot of videos to get to. In the meantime, let's begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Tuesday, the 3rd of September, 2023. AfD becomes first far-right party to win German state elections since 1945. The Alternative for Germany has become the first far-right party to win a state election in Germany since the Nazi era, dealing a crushing blow to Chancellor Olaf Scholz's government with only a year to go before the next federal election. The AfD has become the first, and this headline is ubiquitous all across all mainstream media around the world. They all have this exact same headline, just to remind you that voting for people on the right makes you a Nazi. You are a Nazi. You are a German National Socialist Worker Party brown shirt if you dare to suggest maybe not importing millions upon millions of foreigners to rape and kill your daughters. We'll get back into that in a little bit later. Meanwhile, migrants flooding New York City's justice system, making up 75% of arrests in Midtown as pathetic sanctuary city laws handcuff cops. Jason Maldonado, a 31-year-old migrant from Ecuador, has been arrested in New York City five times since arriving in the U.S. earlier this year. His latest bust was for stealing a pair of pants and a beer from the Target near Herald Square. Asked why he committed the crime, the migrant thief said, "I wanted to change my clothes and think. I wanted to sit down and think about my life and what to do because this is not a normal world." No, it's not a normal world. You're right. You're right. In a normal world, a foreigner caught and arrested even one time in our country should have been dealt with harshly. I'll just say dealt with harshly. I want to know, what is the higher percentage, the number of migrants who have been arrested or the number of migrants who have gotten a job? Because I'm looking at the numbers here. The last we heard, out of the hundreds of thousands of migrants camping out in New York City, only 2% had even applied for a job, let alone gotten one. That's 2%. But if 75% of arrests in Midtown are migrants, that sounds like maybe more than 2% of the migrants are committing crimes. I really wonder, like, how the balance lies there. Have more migrants been arrested in New York City or have gotten a job and started contributing in New York City? I wonder. And again, we'll get back to that. That's a very big story today because it's not just Aurora, Colorado, where Venezuelans are apparently taking over apartment buildings. Word is now that they've taken one over in Chicago. And we have video of police actually explaining that, like with the sanctuary city policy, they don't even bother arresting people most of the time anymore because they know how pointless it is and how you arrest a guy five times and he's out stealing a Budweiser that afternoon. Why go through the process? Why go through the trouble if it means nothing and nothing comes of it? So we'll get back into just the migrant crime wave that is being very deliberately facilitated by our own government. Meanwhile, Brazil X ban upheld by Supreme Court after Musk refuses to comply with law. Brazil's Supreme Court on Monday upheld the decision to ban Elon Musk's X nationwide after the platform formerly known as Twitter refused to comply with orders by the country's top judge. The unanimous ruling by five justices comes as Musk accuses Brazil's top judge of acting as a dictator for suspending X in Latin America's largest nation over misinformation concerns and for failing to appoint a legal representative for the social media platform in the country. So we'll get back into this a little bit more as well. We'll talk about Senor Voldemort, the judge, and just how evil his face is. We'll really be looking in to the metaphysical expression of evil on that man's face. But obviously it's a cadre of people. And we'll be looking back at stories that we've covered very extensively here, such as the fact that the State Department and CIA very proudly went down to Brazil, stole the election for Lula, and carried out their own little January 6th operation there. It's on January 8th instead of the 6th, but it was exactly the same thing. You got a bunch of Bolsonaro supporters to go to the Capitol. You have absolutely no security there. people storm around, march around. A couple things get broken, and then you arrest all of the dissident leaders in your country claiming that they're terrorists. It's a very simple, nonsensical, but effective plan that they've carried out successfully there. We'll get back to that. Meanwhile, Gaza hostage killings leave Israel protesters at breaking point. Protesters carried mock coffins outside of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's residence, symbolizing the six dead Israeli hostages retrieved from Gaza. Through the streets outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's house passed a slow procession of empty coffins carried by protesters in a sea of Israeli flags. You had hundreds of thousands of people protesting in Tel Aviv over the bungling of the Gaza crisis. Apparently unaware that this is all deliberate and all part of the plan, and that they never wanted to get the hostages back. The hostages were a very useful tool to justify the leveling of Gaza and the eradication of the Palestinian people. So this is a sacrifice that Benjamin Netanyahu was willing to make. And we'll show you just mainstream media articles that explain that Hamas was ready to give back every single one of the hostages by October 8th and 9th. They say, we'll give them all back. You just have to promise not to invade Gaza. They had that option. They chose invading Gaza. So don't act like you're surprised or mad that the hostages haven't been regained by Israel. That was never the plan. They've never actually wanted that. That was never actually a goal they were trying to achieve. So how do you not know that already? Finally, we have this. U.S. seizes Venezuelan President Maduro's plane. The U.S. government has confiscated an airplane reportedly used by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, claiming it violates Washington's sanctions against Caracas. CNN reported on Monday, the U.S. has charged Maduro with drug trafficking and refused to recognize his victory in the last two Venezuelan presidential elections. Seizing the foreign head of state's plane is an unheard of for criminal matters. We're sending a clear message here that no one is above the law. No one is above the reach of U.S. sanctions, an unnamed Washington official told CNN, which first reported the story on Monday. It's pretty interesting, I have to say. It is pretty interesting that you simultaneously have the mayor of Denver, Colorado, gaslighting the American people, saying there's no such thing as Venezuelan gangs, while Venezuelan gangs take over apartment buildings in the suburbs of that city. The American government refusing to lift a single finger to stop the flood of millions upon millions of Venezuelans into our country, including those emptied from the Venezuelan jails by Nicolas Maduro. But they're now seizing Nicolas Maduro's plane to punish him for drug trafficking. Yeah, this has nothing to do with law and order. This has nothing to do with punishing criminals. Everything the American government is involved in is an underhanded scheme to progress their own unquestionable power in this hemisphere so that they can systematically eradicate our constitutionally enshrined freedoms one by one. It's really not that complicated. That's your Daily Dispatch. And really, it's just the beginning. We have major stories, including obviously, other aspects of the migrant crisis, including the fact that Mexico is now actually providing military escorts to migrants from southern Mexico to northern Mexico, just really streamlining the process of invading America, now using the military just to make it perfectly clear that this is, in fact, an invasion. They are enemy combatants, and now they're acting that way. Yeah, we'll get back into that. We'll also show you a very disturbing warning from a father in Arizona who may very well have barely saved his daughter from being kidnapped by migrant gangs who apparently are just using American malls like hunting grounds for children. Very disturbing. We have it all on video. We'll show you that in just a little bit. We'll start today. We'll move on from our Daily Dispatch with some Kamala Harris videos. And while we would start typically with Biden's videos of him just being a just totally incompetent coot, Kamala's videos are a little bit different this time. I've got two videos here, but they're labeled the same. So I don't know which is which. Maybe we can tell. Let's see if we can determine which one of these videos is which. We've got two videos of Kamala Harris. One, she's in Detroit talking to black people, and the other, she's in Pittsburgh talking to not black people. Let's see if we can figure out from her tone of voice which one of these is which. We'll go to clip number 9 here. Here is Kamala Harris saying exactly the same thing in two very different ways. Let's watch.
You better thank a union member.
You better thank a union member. No, you better thank Henry Ford for the 5-day work week. Dumbass. Wasn't a union. Unions didn't exist when the 5-day work week came about because of Henry Ford, noted anti-Semite. Henry Ford came up with the 5-day work week and established that as a standard. Also, living wage, all these wonderful things all came about in the absence of labor unions. What else did she mention? Weekends? None of those things came from labor unions. Absolutely none of them. So, okay, taking credit for something that you didn't do. This is unexpected. All right, I'm going to guess that was Detroit. Call me crazy. I'm going to guess that her just cartoonish jive was for the sake of the Detroit audience. But I don't know. Let's compare and contrast that, what we just saw there. You better thank a union member, to clip number 10 here. Here's Kamala in Pittsburgh.
Thank unions for sick leave.
Thank unions. Saying exactly the same thing in two very different ways. And that is just embarrassing. It really is embarrassing. Like she just everything about her, very embarrassing. So in front of black people, it's, you better thank a union member. And in front of white people, it's, you should thank a union member. Kamala the chameleon. It's just pathetic. But it's not just funny. Like, it's not just silly. It's not just, oh, look, she... No, it's the fact that she is not a real person, that she's not a human being. She is a vessel, right? She's a puppet. She is nothing, right? She has no belief. She has no... Like, how does Kamala Harris talk? Does she even know? What does she sound like when she is alone? I think she puts on a African-American accent. And she talks like a valley girl. Or does she just, sit unmoving? On the professional, just waiting for her next talking point to be inserted.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, D, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. In the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. So like, I always think I've got everything to talk about, and then I remember entirely new events I need to mention. Clip 25, yet another church in France in flames. This one from 1854. Survived two wars. We can go to that as B-roll. Just another ancient, beautiful church up in flames, never to be rebuilt. Be replaced certainly by a mosque in the near future. As the war against Europe continues unabated, that was the only church burning this weekend. Another church in Ireland burned to the ground. And like that's something that we could maybe have to do like a weekly roundup or something. Just to keep track of all of the migrant crimes, migrant murders, and church burnings, rapes. I mean, it just goes on relentlessly. Even just over the weekend, you have like a woman murdered in Italy by an African migrant. Got a kid stabbed in UK, killed by migrants. It really just goes on, and nothing is being done to stop it. And of course, it's happening here, as in America, as this is a global attack. Clip 5 censored. All right. I want to go to this because this is something I really doubt you're seeing anywhere else. In fact, I couldn't find this being reported anywhere else. But I find this guy extremely credible. And if you go to his TikTok, you can find the videos of the people he's talking about. I don't think we'll play the videos here because we don't know. We don't know if these people are guilty of anything. And I don't want to be, you know, showing people that this guy just filmed and going based off of his hunch that this is what's happening. But he's got what you might call father's intuition. And he tells a very harrowing story of his children almost being kidnapped at the mall. And if you read the comments and some of the social media posts around this, this does not seem to be a totally rare occurrence, but extremely worrying and definitely something that our audience needs to be aware of. You don't live in America anymore. You may have grown, you know, we always talk about the story of the person in California when the serial killer was going around saying, I don't want to live in a world where I have to lock my doors at night. Well, you do. You do, unfortunately. I don't want to live in a world where, you know, taking your eyes off your children for 5 seconds at the mall means you might never see them again. But here we are, and you need to be aware of it. So we'll go now to clip number 5. This is a father telling people on TikTok, beware of Arizona Mills Mall and non-English speakers seemingly hanging out and hunting children. Let's watch.
Yo, so I'm at Arizona Mills Mall with my daughter. I take her into a toy store. Bless you, baby. I take her into a toy store, and we were there for a few minutes. Just wasn't feeling the vibe. It was a weird vibe from the get. And we leave the toy store, and I swear to God, my daughter's like 2 steps behind me. I'm walking out the store. I notice a dude cutting me off from behind, like in between me and my daughter. So as I'm exiting the store, I look back and he's touching the top of her head like this. And if I wouldn't have looked back, when I looked back, I already felt something. This all happened in an instant. So I look back and I catch him doing this over her head like he knew her. And it was some Mexican cat that didn't even speak English. So I'm going off. And first I had to, it happened so fast that I'm in shock. I just tell my daughter, come here. But everything's registering, right? Like that doesn't happen often. So my mind's like, if I hit this dude, like if I spaz, all they're going to see is me spazzing. They're not going to see why I'm pissed. I don't even have to explain why that shit isn't okay. And so I walk a little bit towards the left out of the store. And I'm at Arizona Mills Mall, mind you. And my daughter sees some scooters. She hops on the scooters. And I turn my back. I look around. I look back at the store that we came out of. And sure enough, the dude that touched her head came out, and there was a lady with him. There was a lady with him, and then 2 other dudes. But the lady dispersed. It's like he told her something. Like, first of all, when they came out of the store, as soon as they came out, they looked in the direction that we left, and they came this way. But he didn't see me standing, like, a ways, you know what I mean? Just watching them. And I wish I would have got that on camera, but like I said, I'm still in shock. So at this point, they're coming towards me, and when they finally notice me that I'm staring at them, I wish I would have had that part recorded. I was still in shock, but I got video footage of them, and that's what I'm going to show you. And their mannerisms, their behavior, like I said, when they got to me, that's when I started going off, because that's when I was like, nah, I saw what I saw. I know I saw what I saw, and I'm not backing down. So I'm yelling in his face. I'm like, don't touch kids in here. Don't do that. Like, you don't do, you know, but as I'm explaining, like, what he did wrong, I'm like, nigga, you know what you did. Like, so now I want to beat his ass and all people can see is just this angry black guy, right? Typical situation. So then I just say, fuck it, and I start recording them. And their behavior, if you know, if you're a parent, like, you know, man, part two coming up.
So in part two, he actually shows videos of these guys. I don't want to go to these videos in case he's wrong, but I tend to trust him. And in the video, and if you look at the comments, it appears as though one of the guys that he's filming has his phone out and is like about to take a picture of his kid when he sees that he's being filmed, and then like pretends to go away and do something else on his phone. Creepy stuff, very creepy stuff. So that TikTok user is named Sir.Young22, and this has gone totally viral on TikTok with millions of people seeing this and commenting on it and pointing out all sorts of odd things about the video that he was able to capture, including the fact that these adult men, foreigners, don't speak English, don't have children, but are hanging out in the kids' lounge. He apparently, you know, looks like he's about to take a picture of the kid when he notices he himself is being filmed and tries to act natural. And just while that video was playing, I just went ahead and searched, you know, Arizona Mills Mall kidnapping. And it's got a bit of a history. It's got 3 years ago, somebody on Reddit saying somebody told me to avoid AZ Mills Mall as there's a lot of kidnapping going on there. Family escapes after kidnapping Arizona Mills Mall. In 2007, a Tucson family escaped from kidnappers who snatched them from a busy parking lot at Arizona Mills Mall. Yeah, kind of a big issue. Kind of a big issue. And so I thought you should be aware of that. And we'll continue on this topic on the other side, because not only I've got an audio recording of people in Chicago calling 911 and saying that Venezuelans are taking over an apartment building there. We've got the authorities in Colorado gaslighting their own public and saying there's no migrant crisis. Well, simultaneously, we've got video of cops saying, yeah, because we're a sanctuary city, you know, it's not even worth it to arrest people anymore. Well, 75% of arrests in New York City are of migrants. It's a migrant crime wave. It's just not being reported.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have the communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Stick more to migration stuff right now, but we'll be talking about that with our guest, Tara Rodas, federal whistleblower who exposed government-sponsored, taxpayer-funded child trafficking amongst the migrants with cooperation of the HHS. So maybe we'll move on from some of that. My God. Yeah, there's just, it's, let me just say this. It's now September. It's the 3rd of September. This is going to be a September to remember, folks. In just a few days, not only are we slated to have the first presidential debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, which I'm expecting to be a very similar debacle to the first debate between Joe Biden and President Trump, in which Kamala Harris's carefully sculpted public appearance will be shattered by the reality of her horrific incompetence. And just shortly after that, a few days after that, Donald Trump is slated to be sentenced for his 34 felony crimes and could very well be sent to prison. By the end of September, mail-in ballots will be sent out, and the 2024 election will be fully in swing. And I just wonder what type of world we're going to live in at the end of this month. I wonder how crazy things are going to get for the next few weeks. But just know that you can rely on InfoWars.com to bring you the truth no matter what happens. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to guarantee that we're able to remain on the air and to bring you the reality behind the headlines. InfoWarsStore.com is, of course, the only way to support us. And I know for a while we said, like, you know, now it's more important than ever. But it's because it keeps getting worse. Like everything keeps getting worse, and the fight and the enemies that we're up against keep doubling down, keep getting more insane, keep going even further in their censorship. And we've told you since the beginning, this was always the plan. It was always going to lead to outright open government censorship of whatever information displeases them. And they're more or less admitting that at this point. We're seeing what's happening in Brazil as a model for pressure from governments for X to bend their knee or pay the price. And we can dig into what how exactly it got to that point in Brazil. But long story short, the Brazilian government wanted Elon Musk to censor seven X accounts that were not publishing anything illegal, but were on the right and posting information that the left-wing socialist government in Brazil didn't want them posting. You want to be a little bit different if it was like actually illegal content. If these were people posting child pornography and Elon Musk was refusing to take it down and Brazil was going, all right, then you can't operate here. Okay, now we kind of understand why that might be the case. But that's not the case. That's not the case here. These were people who posted legal, under the Brazilian Constitution, legal speech. But the government wanted them shut down because they didn't like the speech that was being said. This is a very disturbing precedent to be setting. And I'll show you a little bit later how left-wingers are loving this. They think it's amazing. They think it's great. You actually have people tagging the Brazilian government and going, this guy's in Brazil and he's still on X. Go get him, right? Not just like tattletales, but like enemy agents trying to get people sent to prison for their tweets and thinking that they're the good guys as they do this. Horrifying to know that these people walk among us. And one of them is running for president. Let's go down to clip number 11. Kamala Harris supports what Brazil did to X because she wants to do it here. Let's watch clip 11 now.
He has lost his privileges and it should be taken down. And the bottom line is that you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter. The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And that has to stop.
They're speaking to millions of people without regulation or oversight, and that has to stop. They're speaking to millions of people without regulation or oversight, and that needs to stop. A presidential candidate for the United States of America just said that. Not by accident. That wasn't a misspoken statement. They think your voice is too powerful. That's the power she was referring to. These institutions are so powerful, they have the power to speak to a wide audience without getting permission from me first. That's too much. They need oversight. They need my approval. Completely insane. Utterly unacceptable. This should in any... like you want to talk about... they're trying to, say Trump's not qualified to be president because January 6th happened. If there's any reason to disqualify an American presidential candidate, it's for that statement right there. It's for what she just said. That is anathema to our spirit as a country. It is in direct violation of the First Amendment, which, as we explained millions of times before, explicitly enumerated the press, i.e. the technology necessary for mass distribution of literature, as having, as being untouchable by the government, as having a right to exist in the hands of private people and not be monitored or controlled or curtailed whatsoever by the forces of the government. And this is all in a atmosphere in which the government themselves are the biggest perpetrators of mis and disinformation in any topic, right? But COVID especially. Let's go down to clip number 7. Here's Dr. Martin McCary explaining about just some of the misinformation from the United States government during the COVID pandemic. Let's watch.
Misinformation. The greatest perpetrator of misinformation during the pandemic has been the United States government. Misinformation that COVID was spread through surface transmission, that vaccinated immunity was far greater than natural immunity, that masks were effective. Now we have the definitive Cochrane review. What do you do with that review? Cochrane is the most authoritative evidence body in all of medicine and has been for decades. Do you just ignore it, not talk about it? That myocarditis was more common after the infection than the vaccine. Not true. It's 4 to 28 times more common after the vaccine. That young people benefit from a booster. Misinformation. Our two top experts on vaccines quit the FDA in protest over this particular issue, pushing boosters in young, healthy people. The data was never there. That's why the CDC never disclosed hospitalization rates among boosted Americans under age 50. The vaccine mandates would increase vaccination rates. The George Mason University study shows it didn't. It did one thing. It created never-vaxxers who are now not getting the childhood vaccines they need to get. Over and over again, we've seen something that goes far beyond using your best judgment with the information at hand. We've seen something which is unforgivable, and that is the weaponization of medical research itself. The CDC putting out their own shoddy studies, like their own study on natural immunity, looking at one state for 2 months, when they had data for years on all 50 states. Why did they only report that one sliver of data? Why did they salami slice the giant database? Because it gave them the result they wanted. Same with masking study. Well, the data
has now. This is the case across the board, and this is the real danger of giving these people keys to your free speech. They're wrong liars all the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You said, what are the odds that Joe Biden has a debilitating event between now and November, including death? So he runs a 1 in 20 chance of dying in any given year or above, that I don't think you know whether he's even going to make it to November. Debilitating event could have been a debilitating public event.
I purposely left it vague, and I didn't say the other part of it, which I now feel comfortable saying, which is I don't know whether Donald Trump will be allowed to become president.
What do you mean by that?
I think that there's a remarkable story, and we're in a funny game, which is, are we allowed to say what that story is? Because to say it, to analyze it, to name it, is to bring it into view. I think we don't understand why the censorship is behaving the way it is. We don't understand why it's in the shadows. We don't understand why our news is acting in a bizarre fashion. So let's just set the stage, given that that was in February. There is something that I think Mike Benz has just referred to as the rules-based international order. It's an interlocking series of agreements, tacit understandings, explicit understandings, clandestine understandings about how the most important structures keep the world free of war and keep markets open. And there has been a system in place, whether understood explicitly or behind the scenes or implicitly, that says that the purpose of the two American parties is to prune the field of populist candidates so that whatever two candidates exist in a face-off are both acceptable to that world order. So what you're trying to do from the point of view, let's take it from the point of view of, let's say, the State Department, the intelligence community, the Defense Department, and major corporations that have to do with international issues, from arms trade to, oh, I don't know, food. They have a series of agreements that are fragile and could be overturned if a president entered the Oval Office who didn't agree with them, and the mood of the country was, why do we pay taxes into these structures? Why are we hamstrung? Why aren't we a free people? So what the two parties would do is that they would run primaries. You'd have populist candidates, and you'd pre-commit the populist candidates to support the candidates who won the primaries. As long as that took place and you had two candidates that were both acceptable to the international order, that is, that they aren't going to rethink NAFTA or NATO or what have you, we called that democracy. And so democracy was the illusion of choice, what's called magician's choice, where the choice is not actually, you know, pick a card, any card, but somehow the magician makes sure that the card that you pick is the one that he knows. In that situation, you have magician's choice in the primaries, and then you'd have the duopoly field, two candidates, either of which was acceptable, and you could actually afford to hold an election. And the populace would vote, and that way the international order wasn't put at risk every 4 years, because you can't have alliances that are subject to the whim of the people in plebiscites. So under that structure, everything was going fine until 2016, and then the first candidate ever to not hold any position in the military nor position in government in the history of the Republic to enter the Oval Office, Donald Trump, broke through the primary structure. So then there was a full court press. Okay, we only have one candidate that's acceptable to the international order. Donald Trump will be under constant pressure that he's a loser, he's a wild man, he's an idiot, and he's under the control of the Russians. And then he was going to be a 20-1 underdog, and then he wins. And there was no precedent for this. They learned their lesson. You cannot afford to have candidates who are not acceptable to the international order and continue to have these alliances. This is an unsolved problem.
And actually, the problem was solved by the framers of the Constitution, who said the Senate has to be the one to actually make alliances, not the executive. But that, like so much else, has gone by the wayside. Stay with us, folks. We'll be joined by Tara Rodas on the other side.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, joined this hour by Tara Rodas. She is a federal whistleblower exposing government-sponsored, taxpayer-funded child trafficking in HHS's unaccompanied children program. You can follow her on X at Tara Lee Rodas. That's R-O-D-A-S at Tara Lee Rodas. Tara, thank you so much for joining us today.
Harrison, thank you so much for having me on the show to talk about what we now know is government-sponsored, taxpayer-funded child trafficking. I appreciate that you've continued to shine a bright spotlight on this problem. So thank you so much. It's an honor to be here with you.
Well, I wish you were here under better circumstances. I feel like I'm going insane reading these headlines every day. I mean, the fact that it's now admitted by official sources, 325,000 children have gone missing from government custody, just given away, never heard from again. And this isn't the biggest story every single day until something is, you know, done about this, that this can just be one of many headlines. I mean, it is madness what we're dealing with right now. And even just thinking back to like 2016 and just what the atmosphere was like back when Trump was first running and bringing up the illegal immigrants as a major issue. And it, you know, largely wasn't discussed. You know, fast forward 8 years and suddenly, I mean, I'm at a loss for words, Tara. How did we even get to this point? 325,000 children gone out of government custody.
Yeah, and that's what they admit to, Harrison. And I think this is the crisis that people need to understand. More than 700,000 children have crossed the border as part of this program. They know trafficking has been going on in the program from children who were brought over in 2013 and 2014. So if people watched the expose, Trafficked in America, I mean, this highlighted the indictment of traffickers from Guatemala who were luring these children from Guatemala, you know, with these hopes and dreams of the American life and that they were going to support their families and send money back home. And what they found, I mean, people can see the conditions these children were in all the way back in 2016. They knew. So that's the astonishing thing. And then other whistleblowers like Jason Piccolo, who used to be part of DHS, came forward in 2015. Aaron Stevenson, DHS whistleblower, came forth in 2021. Me, Deb, Myra, we were blowing the whistle in June of 2021 about trafficking in the program. They could have stopped this at any time when these numbers were smaller. They could have stopped when Hannah Dreier of the New York Times said there's 85,000 missing children. They did not. And so now we have more than 320. That's what they admit to. Everybody says it's more than that. And the question is, how can this possibly happen? How can this happen? And this happens because there's no oversight of the program. HHS, there should be no missing children because HHS has the ID, whether that's the Guatemalan consular ID, their DUI from El Salvador, wherever the sponsor is from, right? Most sponsors have no legal presence, but they did have to provide some form of a photo, and they have their last known address. The question is, if they have that information, why aren't they doing anything? There technically shouldn't be missing children, but they will not give the data to the state. So my attorney general in the state of Virginia, Jason Meares, has been pleading. He's done press conferences. I was at one with him where he said, look, HHS, you're the federal government. You're putting children in my state. You're giving them to criminal sponsors, but you're not telling me who the sponsor is or who the child is, where the child is living. They're not giving that information. So the federal government is secretly giving the state's children to people the states know nothing about and then washing their hands, because once they turn the children over to the sponsor, they have no legal obligation to follow up with them again. And if you can imagine, the sponsor has no legal obligation to report to ORR, which is the Office of Refugee Resettlement that runs the program. How are you not going to have fraud when you're turning over kids to people who have no obligation to say where they are, if they put them in school, or if they took them to their court date, which is their main responsibility? And now that DHS report also says that thousands and thousands of children have not appeared for court. And that's the last opportunity that we could check on them. And they're not even taking them. And that's on purpose. And the terrible truth is that the sponsor gets the order of deportation of the child when the child doesn't appear at court. It's called an order of deportation in absentia because they didn't show up. And that actually is the goal of the trafficker, that he gets that order of deportation. He can then hold that order of deportation up to the child and say, you are going to do what I say, when I say, or I'm going to call ICE on you myself. And the children are saying that's what their traffickers are saying, that that's what their captors are telling them. You don't do what I say, I'm going to call ICE. This is a terrible truth, Harrison. And again, I wish we were not having this conversation. I think if more people understood how the program worked, I think more people would be reporting on it. They just haven't. Most reporters are not taking the time to figure out, like, how does the system work? But the government's not trying to help people find out how the system works either. So I think people will be up in arms. This should be frontline news on every news channel. There are missing children, and we need to find them. They're in crisis, and they need help.
And it's being done with the not just facilitation, but like actual cooperation of the federal government. And if people want to know more about, you know, how exactly this is carried out, they should watch our previous conversation talking about, you know, where these kids go, and then, you know, inspectors are gone to check up on the kids, and it's just like an empty house, you know, totally burnt out, like non, you know, a strip mall somewhere. It is crazy how this happens. And, you know, even as just you were talking, the number of things that we've revealed in the past that we've covered on this show, the fact that they used to do DNA tests at the border under Trump. They would DNA test the kids with who was supposed to be their parent. And something like a third of the kids were found to not be related to the person that they were saying they were related to. We had other whistleblowers who were exposing the fact that the people taking custody of the kids had no ID whatsoever. There's no way to verify they were who they said they were. And we know this because officially they said, oh, you can actually use the orders given, you know, with the children. That can be your ID. So you've got people, you know, getting on planes and going, I am who I say I am, because here's an order saying, give this kid to Eduardo and I'm Eduardo. It's like, so clearly they don't have any ID. So there's no way of knowing who these people are that they're giving kids to. So just break this down for us real quick, and we'll get to the muckraker investigation on this in a second. But because the mainstream media is not investigating this, the government is involved in this cover up, so they're not telling us the truth. So thankfully, we have, you know, independent people out there reporting on this and doing the research and going on the ground and getting this information. But just for you who are just baffled by this, a kid comes in, they get processed by immigration. How do they determine who to give the first to? Like, where is the list of sponsors available for kids to be sent to. How is that list developed, and how are the sponsors identified who are then given these children?
Okay, so Harrison, you've asked the million-dollar question, and this is the shocking answer. The child determines the sponsor. You have probably seen children at the border. When our fine Border Patrol agents pick them up, they've got a little piece of paper with a phone number on it. They've got a Sharpie phone number written on their arm. They've got pinned to their clothes a name and address. And that is the sponsor. The sponsor is determined at the border by the information the child provides. People should be like, what? How is that happening? Well, they're getting that information on those little pieces of paper from their smugglers and their coyotes. That's how they're determining the sponsor. It's actually mind-boggling. So the child turns over that sponsor, that piece of paper. Remember, some of these children are so small they can't talk.
Oh my God.
Carlos Arellano, who's been on your show, who was part of this new expose, he has delivered children as young as 3 months old. 3 months. Why is the federal government, with tax dollars, billions annually, last year it was over $6 billion, this year on track to be $7 billion to bring these kids in through DHS, take down their U.S. point of contact from the piece of paper the child provides, hand those transport, right? Hand them over to HHS, Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Refugee Resettlement, Unaccompanied Children Program. That's where me, Deb White, Myra Moreno were sitting on the Pomona Fairplex, all whistleblowers sitting there, and we received that U.S. point of contact, and that's the sponsor. Pick up the phone. All the case managers are picking up the phone and they're calling that phone number and saying, hey, are you expecting a child? And then the goal of HHS is to reunite that child with that sponsor as quickly as possible. 10 to 14 days. Move that kid 10 to 14 days to a sponsor that case manager has never seen face to face, hasn't seen on a video call, except in small cases, and then shipped to a house they've never seen. And that's it. So, and we pay the flight to the sponsor.
Right. So it's all totally siloed, right? So the people that are assigning the kids have never met the sponsor, but the people that are delivering the kids aren't even that person. So the person delivering the kids is like a Border Patrol agent, and we've seen whistleblowers from Border Patrol going, I get on a plane in the middle of the night with 100 kids, you know, get off the plane, and describing the fact that the kids don't recognize the person that they're being given over to. It's not like it's not a big family reunion with them going, oh, my nephew, and them, oh, Uncle James, and like hugging. No, it's like, you know, a scared looking kid and some dude like not even looking at the kid, just being like, you know, give me the kid and just you this way and just walking off with them. I mean, insane. It is completely insane. I don't even know what more to say about it other than the fact that this continues. I mean, it's a condemnation of our entire system. And just as you laid out, this isn't an accident. This isn't, you know, them doing their best and just things falling through the cracks. I mean, am I wrong? This is deliberate. This is human trafficking on a massive scale being carried out by the American government in cooperation with the cartels, to the tune of hundreds of thousands of children who have never been seen again. This is deliberate. This is a criminal enterprise taking place with our tax dollars.
The one thing I can say is that if they wanted to stop it, they could.
Right.
And they haven't for more than a decade. So that begs the question, why not? If right now the attorney general, multiple attorney generals have sent letters saying, please give me the sponsor information just for my state. Don't even give me direct access to your system. Just please give me a data. Just give me some information. Where did you send these children? Who did you give them to? What was their last known address? We'll find them. Just give us the information, and they won't. So why is the federal government withholding critical data that would save children? Why? You cannot give me a reasonable answer to that. Why is it that Senator Grassley is having to do like criminal referrals to the FBI and Homeland Security investigations, but then HHS isn't giving them information either? Why? Why is that? Why does nobody have access to their data? That doesn't make sense. Children are gone. HHS has the last known location of the child. Why are they not turning over the data? This absolutely could be stopped today. They could absolutely begin rescuing children and prosecuting the criminals who are keeping these children captive. Absolutely, it could be done. So why is it not being done, Harrison? That is a serious indictment of this administration and their failed policies of this program and their complete disregard for the safety and well-being of children, many of whom we know have died here. Even right. Hannah Dreier of the New York Times has crisscrossed the country saying children are alone and exploited and no longer alive because of the dangerous jobs that they are working in by unspeakable, unscrupulously horrible people here in the United States. Yeah.
No, it's crazy. And, you know, I would hesitate to even call it, like, I get what you're saying, but like to say failed policy, again, sort of insinuates that like this is a failure. No, this is it working exactly as intended as far as I can tell. I mean, it's not a failed policy. This is their policy. This is the desired outcome. I can't imagine any other situation. Otherwise, they would be doing something to correct this.
So that's true. If the goal is to profit off of the lives of children, which is exactly what's happening, then policies are working as intended because everybody profits off of the lives of the children. See, the smugglers and the coyotes who are bringing the children to the border, they profit per child. They're making $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $12,000 per child. The children were saying that, right? They're in debt bondage. They have a debt to pay once they get here. Because the smuggler's saying, hey, you know, once you get to the United States, instead of making $2.50 a day, living a happy life with your family, if you leave your family behind, you're going to make $6 an hour. They're running radio ads in Guatemala for the kids to come. So they leave their families. So, Harrison, this is a family separation policy. All the people talking about, oh, family separation. Really, you've separated more children from their parents because the children told us this. This is what the kids are saying. They left their family at home and their family let them leave because they thought they were going to be Elon Musk rich here. So the smugglers, they're making their money. The second they hit the border, contractors and NGOs are making billions of dollars annually. They're profiting off of the lives of kids. And Harrison, if any of your viewers saw that DOJ in June put out an indictment against Southwest Key Program for raping children. This is one of the major NGOs who is supposedly taking care of the children for raping children as young as five. So this must end. This must stop. And somehow the Department of Health and Human Services has to be held accountable for losing children, and they need to be forced to turn the data over to some responsible party because they've proved for a decade they're incapable of keeping children safe.
And they're actually profiting billions of dollars in this process. So they're not giving over the information. Of course, the mainstream media, I haven't even seen them report on this. I mean, because Donald Trump brought it up, and thank God he did, they had to at least mention it. They had to at least address it in some way to say, well, this is, don't worry, we've got it all under control. But they're clearly not doing the investigation. Luckily, there are some independent reporters out there breaking this story. InfoWars included, Muckraker is doing this at Real Muckraker on X. They say they've obtained firsthand testimonies from trafficked children in Florida, federal government placing alien children in trafficking rings. Muckraker has just concluded a months-long investigation into the unaccompanied children program of HHS. We have now obtained firsthand testimony from children who were delivered to trafficking rings in Florida. According to insiders, the Department of Health and Human Services has known about this trafficking case for 3 years, but did nothing to find the trafficked children. According to the children we found, they were encouraged to come to the United States after hearing radio advertisements in Guatemala promoting the journey. Upon reaching the United States, the sponsor who received them held debt over their head and has been extorting them for years. The same sponsor is linked directly and indirectly to many more children who have been smuggled into the United States. This took place in Florida, this particular, expose. And we can play clips from that. But we know every action of the Joe Biden administration has been to facilitate this. They have done nothing to, mitigate this process whatsoever. They've said we're ending family separation. So, if you come with the kid, you'll get to stay with them. We aren't going to do DNA testing anymore. So if it ain't your kid, but you say it is, we're just going to believe you. They basically advertised, if you have a kid with you, that's your golden ticket across. You come as an individual, it's going to be a little bit more difficult. But if you come with a kid in your arms, we'll take your word for it. We'll assume that kid belongs to you. And that will be a free pass into the United States, further into the country, a wad of cash and a hotel room to stay in. They're doing this again. I don't have the words to express. If you don't get this, if Americans don't understand what's going on here, I don't know if there's anything I can say to make them realize just how brutal this is. Is anything being done to stop this? I know the AG that you mentioned in Virginia is speaking out about this. AGs in Florida are begging for this information and cooperation from DHS. Is anybody in the federal government concerned that there's 320,000 children in trafficking rings right now, courtesy of the U.S. government? Is anything being done here?
Yes, yes. Well, Senator Grassley, along with other senators, Senator Cassidy, Senator Langford, they have Senator Johnson. I mean, they held a roundtable. They have done criminal referrals. They are right now in the process of a rule change using the Congressional Review Act. So if people want to get involved, if they go to americasfuture.net, americasfuture.net, they can call. We have an interactive map. They can call their representatives and say, vote yay on the CRA, save the children. So they're in the process of doing things, but sadly, they're being stonewalled for information as well. So it's a really desperate situation for the children because HHS won't turn over the data. And so, Harrison, there's two ways children come across the border. They come across through the unaccompanied children program, and then they also come across, as you said, as fake family units. So there's two ways that children are being trafficked into our country, and we need to stop child trafficking at the border. Can it be done? Absolutely. Is this administration doing it? Under no circumstances. And one of our whistleblowers recently had a Univision reporter say, I can't report on this. Oh my gosh. If this got out, the administration they'd be done. Kamala couldn't be elected. She couldn't get elected if this information got out. So people don't want the information to get out. So I encourage people to put their notification bell on for Muckraker because he's going to be dropping some fire. So
we'll come back and look at some of the Muckraker video. And I'd love if you could stay with us for a little bit longer. It's Tara wrote us at Tara Lee wrote us on X. Stay with us. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But What some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. We're covering perhaps the most disturbing story happening right now in America. And we're going to show you some video from Muckraker in just a second. My guest is Tara Rodas. You can follow her on X at Tara Lee Rodas. And that's TaraLeeRodas on X. And you can follow her where she saw and blew the whistle on the way that unaccompanied minors were being given away to strangers and lost through the HHS in a very deliberate way. She saw that from within HHS itself and blew the whistle on it. But of course, nothing officially is being done to, you know, stop this at all. And I want to go to this video from Muckraker and then get your comments on the other side, Tara. Muckraker is not released yet. The firsthand testimony that they received of trafficked children in Florida, we're awaiting that drop. They announced that on the 1st of September, and we'll be dropping that soon. But in the meantime, they got some interviews with young kids in Times Square. This is a truly heartbreaking video. We'll go to it now, and I'll read the translations for you, for our radio listeners who can't see the subtitles. But here's the video that Muckraker just dropped of young kids being forced to work all night in Times Square. Let's watch. Thousands of illegal alien children work the streets of New York City. Spoke to a couple of the children and heard their stories. This is what we were told.
¿Y de qué país?
What country are you from?
De Colombia. ¿Y cuántos años tienes tú?
Are you?
¿Y cuántos meses en Estados Unidos?
Un mes.
I've been here about a month. I came here to work, right?
Y claro, y para estudiar, para
to study, to build the future.
Porque es que allá en Colombia.
Very bad situation that happened. My mom and dad. Can you repeat the ages of kids out here? 8, 11, 14. Working out here? Yep. There's been robberies, so we have to be careful. One day, a lady got robbed, and they took her kid. They took the kid? Uh-huh.
Where?
They took him. They took him in a van. Took them in a van? No, just one kid. Just one kid. Be very careful, okay? Don't let that happen. They took the kid in a van. Do you know how old he was? No, I just saw them take him. His mom was screaming.
¿Cuántos años?
So the kid, how old are you? 10 years.
10 years.
What country are you from? Ecuador. Did you come from a shelter with your family? I came from a shelter with my mom and dad. What's going on here in Times Square, New York? What are you doing? Selling water. How much do you make in a day? 40, 30 bucks. How many days a week do you work? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
3 days a week.
And Monday. 4 days. How many hours a day? I come in at 4 p.m. and finish at 2 a.m.
Okay,
you went through the Darien jungle, right? Yes, I went through the Darien jungle.
And in la selva, tú encontraste.
You see dead bodies in the jungle.
Yes.
¿Cuántos?
How many?
No sé, pero
I don't know. There were a lot of dead bodies. A lot of them in the tents, in the trees, all that. Dead bodies and corpses. Did you see children being taken away in the jungle? Yes.
Can you tell us a story?
Some drowned. Yeah. What happened to the other children? I saw other children drowning. Some of them disappeared. They got lost in the jungle, all that. There are children without parents out here. Yes, no moms, no dads sometimes, all that. Children living on the street? Yes. Where? They pass here and all that stuff.
Homeless
children?
Yes.
Some children live in hotels. Some children live on the streets. Who they are. Can you tell us where we can see them? I really don't know. They just passed by begging, that's all. Do you want to go back to Ecuador? Or do you want to go back to Ecuador? Yes. Why? It's just that here, for me it's very ugly. Everything's very expensive. Let us sell. The cops throw us out. We want a stable place to sell. That they don't bother us, that's all. So that again from Muckraker on X. How do you feel when you watch that, Tara? I mean, what jumps to your mind when you see these kids out there selling water in Times Square till 2 in the morning every weekend, having I guess, just walked amongst a trail of corpses on their way to the United States? I mean, what jumps to your mind first?
Well, it's just heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking that the administration is saying that what's compassionate and what's humanitarian is to bring these children here. It's a lie. It is a lie. That little boy, 10 years old, said, I'd rather be in Ecuador. I'd rather be at home. I want a stable life. I don't want to be selling things in the street. It's very ugly here. You know, kids are witnessing crime happen right in front of them. They witness a kidnapping. I mean, really? I think people need to check their cultural biases. If they're saying they believe this is better for the children, this is just heartbreaking. And one of the whistleblowers and I, because we both live in the same state, we went to see City of Dreams yesterday. This people, if they have not seen the movie City of Dreams, what you just witnessed with these children here, I think is enough for people to say, we need to stop this. And if children want to go home, we need to let them go home. We need to give them the life that they want. But City of Dreams gives you a glimpse into what happens when these children are put under the care of evil overlords. And this is the true story of a boy who escaped working in the garment district in California. And we know that children are going to criminals and traffickers and members of transnational criminal organizations, to include gangs and cartels like MS-13 and 18th Street Gang. That's facts. That's data. That's truth. Senator Grassley, if people did not see on July 11, he dropped documents proving our allegations. He dropped a do not release that I put out for two teens, young teens, who were going to an MS-13 affiliated sponsor in Ohio. And you know what? They sent them anyway. They sent them anyway. So if people believe, after watching that story, right, those testimonies, the kids from their own mouths, that being in the streets of New York is ugly, they'd rather be at home. If they go watch City of Dream, see what's really happening to these children. This is not the American dream. This is modern day slavery here in the United States. Children are slaves. And what you're seeing here was the best situation for these children. People have no idea the evil, wicked things that people do to small children. So it's a heartbreaking, Harrison. It's just heartbreaking.
No, yeah, we just watched a video, you know, interview with two slaves, like two kids that are, you know, forced whether they like it or not. And it's almost like, I don't know, there's something so disturbing about sort of the casualness with which, like, one kid reports another kid being kidnapped. Like, yeah, his mom was screaming and they put him in a van. Yeah, it's just like a normal van over there. I mean, it's like, it hits different coming from the mouths of these kids. You can tell the kids are smart. They look like great little kids, but they're just like casually describing most horrific things you can imagine. Oh yeah, I saw a dead body. Yeah, lots of dead bodies. Yeah, corpses everywhere as I walked around. It's like the psychological damage that's being done, like, hasn't even hit them yet, almost. I mean, this is trauma on a mass scale being inflicted on these kids that are now, I guess, going to school with your kids. Like, I don't know, man. This is I can't imagine my kid being 11 and trudging through a jungle full of corpses, but that's where these kids came from, and they just want to go home. It is beyond horrifying, and I'd love to finish up our conversation on the other side, folks. So stay with us. Tara Rodas is my guest, at Tara Lee Rodas. That video you just saw was from Muckraker. Share that from their ex, at Real Muckraker, and spread the word, folks. We have to get the word out there. People have to know this is going on.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing amazing these products are and how low the prices are. Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys okay. Gotta try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Tara Rodas is my guest, helping to shed light on the crime that is the immigration system in America right now. And I had somebody on X just tag me and say, you know, please post this full interview because I have some liberal friends, some truth deniers that I could send this to. So I want to sort of take that angle here, Tara. There are people out there that are voting Democrat that are convinced beyond all reason that somehow this is Donald Trump's fault, that somehow what's happening here is just some sort of natural disaster that we just have to deal with. What would you say to liberals out there right now that don't think that immigration is a big deal? They think it's overblown. I mean, how do you get across to people what a gigantic criminal enterprise our government is engaged in right now? What do you say to the liberals, the lefties, the people out there that think they're on, you know, the right side of history? They think they're on the good side by supporting endless, you know, totally just ridiculous immigration into the United States. What do you say to people?
Well, Harrison, I just say have them take a look at me. I volunteered, right? I left my agency. People may know at the beginning of 2021, the Biden-Harris administration made an all call to all federal employees. And so today I'm not speaking on behalf of the federal government or my agency, but I raised my hand and I said, here I am, send me. What could be the most important thing than to help these children at the border? So the Biden-Harris administration put out an all call and said, we have a crisis at the border. We need people to help place these children with sponsors in the United States. I believed I was going to do puzzles and play games. I thought it was going on the humanitarian dream. Right? This is going to be the humanitarian opportunity of a lifetime. I did not know that they were trafficking children through a government program. I would not have volunteered. Again, I thought I was going to place children in loving homes. And what we discovered is that children are being trafficked through a sophisticated network. This begins when they're recruited in their home country. They're being told a lie. That's what trafficking is. It's force, fraud, or coercion. You know, the children are, they're living a beautiful life in their home country with their families. Watch Trafficked in America. You can see, I mean, they had land, you know, they were working sugar cane. Okay, maybe it's not Wall Street, but they were happy with their family. But they were told, instead of making your few dollars a day, you come to the United States. Now we're going to pay the debt that you're going to have to pay, but you got to live with me until you pay this debt off. So the children are in debt bondage and they know it. And they leave their families and their families let them go because they believe they're going to be Elon Musk rich. I believed we were sending children to their parents. I didn't know that we were separating children from their parents and sending them to MS-13. I think people just don't know. They need to see what the truth is. They need to just look at, well, what's been happening in this unaccompanied children program for a decade? Look at all the cases, all the children who've been trafficked, who've been killed. Just read the New York Times. Take a look. That will scare people when they see the truth of the New York Times writing, children are alone and exploited. That's her headline, Hannah Dreier, alone and exploited. She shows the sheets of debt bondage that children have to pay. She chronicles children who've died, working jobs here, being pulled into machinery. I mean, what's happened to the children is inhumane, and people are profiting. That's just, I didn't know it was happening. So I imagine there's a lot of people like me who think this is a humanitarian effort. The children are living such a great life here. But Harrison, we just looked at two precious little kids who said they'd rather be back at home. So people really need to check their cultural biases. My husband is from El Salvador. I'm a Spanish speaker. It's one of the reasons why I volunteered for this mission. I've been to Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and I thought I can be there to help the kids. I can play games and do puzzles until we can get them to their family. But Hannah Dreier reported, based on the HHS data, that in some zip codes, less than 10% of those children are going to their parents. So who are the 90% of the others? No. People need to wake up to what's really happening. There is the truth of the program, which is children have been trafficked through the unaccompanied children program for more than a decade with billions of taxpayer dollars. Everyone profits off of the lives of the children. Everybody's making money off of the children except the children. They're not getting the American dream. We've not even talked about some of the most horrible things that happen. Children are calling a hotline. There is a hotline for these children, migrant children. It has increased in the last 5 years over 1,300%. Children calling a hotline and they're saying, I'm being abused, I'm being neglected, I'm being trafficked. Children are being sold for sex today. Children are working overnight shifts at slaughterhouses, middle schoolers, today, as a result of these failed policies. This is failed policies. This is a total failure of leadership. Right now, HHS has lost complete control of this program. As a result, children are dying here. Somebody needs to be held accountable.
And, of course, absolutely everything the Biden administration has done has been to facilitate this, as we enumerated earlier, the ending of the DNA test, the telling people that basically if you bring a kid, it's a take it into the United States. I mean, they are doing this deliberately. They're facilitating this. And it is unspeakable the things these kids are experiencing. And even just hearing those kids, again, talk about this stuff, and they do it in almost a casual way, but like, you know it's having an effect. You know if you're an 11-year-old kid and you've seen multiple children die or disappear or be kidnapped. Like, that's a threat hanging over you at any point when you're sitting there going, hey, the people I'm with can make kids disappear, so I better listen to them. I've seen, you know, kids my age be killed. I could be killed, too. I mean, the psychological terror that keeps these kids in line is inexplicable, impossible to even comprehend, I think. I don't even think they comprehend it fully. And just some of the headlines from just this weekend, right? Muckraker, young kids working full-time in Times Square. That was the video we just saw. They've obtained firsthand testimony from trafficked children in Florida, showing the federal government placing alien children with trafficking rings. That video we expect to drop later this week. Mexico now is offering escorted rides for migrants with U.S. asylum appointments. So Mexico will now be offering military escorts for non-Mexican migrants to get to America from southern Mexico to northern Mexico. A nasty surprise, all-male migrant center to open up just feet away from school, stunning locals. This in New York City, where they say, you know, New York parents are sending their kids back to school, finding an unpleasant surprise that an all-male migrant center is opened in April just feet away from City Life Academy, a private Christian school for kids grades K through 12. Migrants flooding New York City justice system, making up 75% of arrests in Midtown, as pathetic sanctuary city law handcuffs cops. And then what's going on in Aurora and now Chicago taking over apartment buildings. I mean, this is a full-on invasion. The children are you know, suffering the consequences. And anybody who thinks that voting Democrat is somehow helping to, you know, bring solace or comfort to these kids is living in delusion. They are the reason that this is going on. Final words, Tara, what is your call to action for people? What can people do as they hear this and feel powerless to stop it? What can they do to fight back, and how else can they follow you and keep up to date on the revelations that are coming out so rapidly now?
Yeah, I would tell people to follow americasfuture.net. americasfuture.net, get involved, find out how you can actually help save the children. If you're going to be in Colorado, or if you're listening from Colorado, on the 20th of this month, I'm going to be in Colorado with Jason Jones, Doc Pete Chambers, Lara Logan, Baz and Tina Boz, who run the Association for the Recovery of Children, Mary Flynn. We are going to be there helping train people on how they can identify trafficking and turn trafficking over to their local law enforcement. We want people to know that this is real. This is really happening. We also, on americasfuture.net, is the call to action to vote yay on the CRA so we can stop this shameful, shameful practice of government-sponsored, taxpayer-funded child trafficking. We want people to get involved. And Harrison, thank you so much for being a voice for these children and a voice for this critical topic.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com. Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
I want to get to vaccines. If your kids were young now, would you give them the measles, the mumps vaccine?
No. I got measles, mumps when I was a kid. It was
lots of people die from them, used to die from those diseases.
Well, you know what? They died in the 1900s or early 1900s. There were about 10,000 Americans a year who died. In 1964, there was about 300 or 400 who died, and they were almost all severely malnourished kids, mainly from the Mississippi Delta. This was before the poverty program, so there was a lot of starving children in our country. It's very, very hard to kill a healthy child with any infectious disease, but particularly with measles. And the World Health Organization now says vitamin A is an absolute cure for measles, which we didn't know about back then. Back then, you know, we were treated with chicken soup, and it was, you know, a week at home watching Leave It to Beaver, and every kid caught it. Every single kid got it, and I had 11 brothers and sisters, and we all got it, and we were all fine. And there are lots and lots of studies out there now that show that kids who get measles as a child are much healthier when they grow up, that they're much more resistant to cancers, to atopic diseases, to allergies, and to heart disease.
You went to Samoa. You convinced people not to get the measles vaccine. An outbreak resulted in 83 deaths.
Yeah, well, that story is not true. First of all, the Prime Minister of Samoa stayed the measles vaccine after measles vaccines killed a number of people in Samoa, including members of his family. So when I went to Samoa, the ban was already in place. And I visited people in Samoa. I didn't know there was no policy that resulted from my going to Samoa. Secondly, nobody died in Samoa from measles. They were dying from a bad vaccine. And the vaccine was imported from Australia and given to people who had measles, which is not recommended. The same measles outbreak hit Tonga, which is the neighboring island, and nobody died because they didn't get the vaccine. So this is more propaganda by the pharmaceutical industry, which is, you know, drumming up a lie to try to discredit me. But if you actually look into it, John, you'll find that it is not true.
And you still say that autism is caused by vaccines?
Yeah, autism is caused by vaccines. And by the way, CDC's own data, you know, they did a study called the Bruce Stratton study in 1989. And they looked at the hepatitis B vaccine. They looked at children and from the biggest database in the world, the Vaccine Safety Data Link. They looked at children who got the hepatitis B vaccine during their first 30 days. And they compared those to kids who got it later or didn't get it at all. And there was a 1,350% elevated risk for autism among the people who got the
there
vaccine.
There may well be, but there are studies with millions of people. You ignore
studies. You have this wrong. There's a series of about 13 studies that were done by people we call biostitutes. There, one of them was the leading one, who are people who do these studies for money for CDC. They were paid for by CDC in order to create the illusion that vaccines don't cause autism. The chief scientist was a guy called Paul Thornton, who CDC laid, and his study is the most cited study for this proposition. And Paul Thornton is now a fugitive. He's wanted by Interpol. He stole millions of dollars from CDC that he had claimed to use on this study, but he was building houses, buying motorcycles, and living a life of luxury. And his study is absolute fraud. And yet it is, they have not retracted it because CDC is a dishonest organization. It continues to be cited in the literature. And there, by the way, John, there are hundreds and hundreds of studies. I've written a book, if you're interested, called Thimerosal, Let the Science Speak, that has, I think, 1,400 references in it, over 400 studies cited.
That's RFK Jr. With John Stossel today, again showing that persistence to the truth means that eventually it breaks through to the mainstream.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. There's a lot of other stories to cover beyond immigration. But I got some videos that I got to show you about immigration, about the migrant crisis, a full-scale invasion taking place not just here, but all over Western Europe, as this has to be the preeminent threat against liberty worldwide, against the continuation of Western culture as a whole. It's the most blatant and egregious attack against everything we hold dear. And of course, it coincides with everything else, right? You've got censorship as a major topic. But how many times is that censorship predicated on needing this replacement migration to continue? You just had somebody in the UK be thrown in jail for something like 800 days, you know, some massive multi-year sentence for merely opposing mass migration online, speaking out against a government program designed explicitly to replace you. And you got to think about the numbers here. In Finland, they were just celebrating the fact that they very successfully brought over 300,000 Indians, people from India, to Finland to settle them in Finnish cities. They say the success of this program means now we're going to take it to the countryside and start settling people in rural areas. Now, Finland has about the same population as Ireland. And Ireland, of course, is undergoing this process as well. 5.5 million people in the entire country of Finland. 5.5 million, they've already absorbed 300,000 Indian people. There's 1.5 billion Indian people in India. 1.5 billion. So you could replace every single Finnish person with somebody from India in a one-to-one trade. The Finnish people would not exist anymore. There'd be zero of them, right? You could replace every single one of the 5.5 million people in Finland. Population in India would go from 1.5 billion to 1.495 billion. They wouldn't even notice the change, right? was actually Barry Stanton. Another story from this weekend, Barry Stanton being removed from Twitter because of mass reporting, because he insulted Indian people. You know, he posted the mathematical breakdown in the sense that you could send a million Indians to every single country on Earth. There's about 200 countries on Earth. You could send a million Indians to every single one of those. And it would, you know, barely, there'd still be 1.25 billion Indians in India. Like, there, it's not like there will eventually be a point where it's like, okay, that's all the Indians. It's like, no, there's enough Indians to replace every white person in Europe and still have a billion people in India. This is not sustainable. Then you throw in Africa. We've got like a billion Africans in just the largest landmass by far. You could put Europe and Russia and America and China all within the landmass of Africa and still have room to spare. And yet for some reason, the tiny island of Ireland has to take all of them. When does this end? At what point will Europeans be able to say enough is enough? There's no point. There's no end point in any of this. It will happen continuously forever if it's not stopped. Slowly but surely, the whole world will just become a giant nationless mass of bastardized humanity. And that's the point, and that's the design, and that's the desire. And that's the operation being carried out. It's happening here. It's happening in Europe. And there is no end to it. There is an infinite supply of people in the third world. And it will never end. Why is this allowed to go on? Is because, well, they have massive censorship. They have engaged in concerted, highly sophisticated propaganda for decades on end. And at this point, they have European people willfully committing suicide as a race. Gleefully diving into the abyss. Truly horrifying. And of course, in America, they're having a hard time tamping down on the excesses of the migrant crisis, where you've got city council people, you've got mayors, you've got the landlords and the people in Aurora, suburb outside of Denver, and you've got the actual video footage of migrant takeovers of apartment buildings, and then you have the governor of Colorado coming out and saying that's imaginary. It's imaginary. It doesn't exist. And of course, this just emboldens the migrants. And it's manifesting in different ways. We have a video now, clip number 14, of a masked gang raiding homes in the Denver suburb of Aurora. We'll go ahead and roll that. And very similar, you know, form to what we saw in the apartment building. Heavily armed, masked, hooded. Vandals just plundering American cities. Zero arrests coming to a neighborhood near you. And even if they are arrested, guess what? They get released immediately without charge. Here they are making away with, you know, some Americans' hard-earned motorcycle. It's free for them. And they won't even be investigated. And we have video of this. Clip 18. This is police on camera in Colorado admitting they've arrested double homicide suspects. And by the time they're done, you know, filing the report, the double murderer is back on the street because of the sanctuary city policies, only to be arrested again for some other horrific crime and released again. This is deliberate. This is by design. This is the full-scale collapse of our entire system. And of course, speaking out about this will only encourage those who want to bring censorship about. So let's go now to clip number 18, police on camera, talking about what it's like arresting people in a sanctuary city.
Well, Bradley's information seemed very good, but this, you know, like I said,
so can you please collect the information? He said that he's already illegal. He already said that he went to...
Okay, hold on. It's back on the other. First off, we're a sanctuary city. Even if he's legal here, we cannot call ICE.
Okay, but you still have to report that, right?
No, we don't. Because it's a sanctuary city. We do not report illegal, undocumented.
So you're going to let a person who went to prison, he committed a crime in America, who's illegal right now, you're going to let him go free right now? Exactly. This elevator.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Because we're a sanctuary city. I've arrested a double homicide suspect in this city before and let him walk out the door because we're a sanctuary city. We're not going to call ICE to come pick him up and deport him.
He came to pick up $320,000 from your, him, or my grandmother and grandfather, and he's walking away freely right now, right? That's what I'm understanding right now.
I understand that, but you're asking me to call ICE.
I'm not asking you to call ICE. We're just asking you to take seriously that he's trying to repeat offend when he's already illegal.
He's repeating what he's already been doing. He says, I'm in Chinatown in New York. They pay for his...
Like, as a cop, why would you even bother arresting somebody if they're just going to be released? Why wouldn't you just let the guy commit the crimes? I mean, there's no punishment. We do not report illegals, undocumented immigrants. The citizen says, so you're going to let a person who went to prison, he committed a crime in America, who's illegal right now, you're going to let him go free right now? And the police officer says, that's exactly what I'm saying, because we are a sanctuary city. Not that it's a sanctuary from crime. Not that it's like, you know, you picture sanctuary, you think of a peaceful place guarded from the outside. It's the opposite. It is a classic case of sort of communistic Orwellian inversion. That the cities where nobody is safe, where the cities where crime is rampant and unpunished, those are your sanctuaries. Now, they're sanctuaries for criminals. In other words, they're lawless. They're the opposite of a sanctuary. Don't take my word for it. You just heard the cop saying it right there. Another video that went viral today is out of Ireland. And Ireland, again, is getting the brunt of this. We covered last week the fact that the Irish government is actually advertising on Pakistani television with the head of the Garda, the federal police force, the equivalent of our FBI, saying this is an outreach video to Pakistanis and Muslims of 18 to 24 year old males. Apply locally and we will pay for your travel. We'll get you set up. You will immediately be enrolled as a federal officer to come police Irish people. And then, of course, they're sent out to guard the, you know, migrant shelters that are being built, like gigantic camps, military camps, colonies within Ireland, knowing that the Irish people, you know, wouldn't facilitate this. So they just bring in foreigners to be the enforcers, to be the militia guarding and implementing these programs, despite vehement protest from the people whose families have lived there for generations. Let's take a look at this video. Clip number 17. It was once a nursing home, has now been transformed and is housing 500 unvetted migrant men in Dublin at taxpayer expense. And a citizen was there filming these migrant men, these foreign adult men. Why do you think they're there, right? And they're not there with kids. They're not there with their wives. Let's watch clip 17 here.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this guy's face. Look at this guy's eyes.
Switch me camera.
He shoves him as he shoves the camera operator. Doesn't speak English.
Where are you from?
Look at this guy.
Where are you from?
What?
Just pure hatred, pure aggression. Demonic hatred. Meet your new neighbor. Oh, he's a poor asylum seeker.
Yeah, look, I have my camera on it.
Just gosh, we have to help these poor innocent children.
Where are you from?
And it's just this creepy psychopath, just like,
enjoying
the free money. Filming me?
Yalla.
It's insane. And if the Irish go to protest, they get arrested. And the Garda come and attack them. I mean, look at his face. I mean, is there anything more you need to say? Are these people grateful? Are they poor, innocent people who are just desperate and you know, they've been rescued? And this is the scorpion and the frog. This is, you know exactly who these people are. You're bringing them here on purpose for this point, for this reason. Just this dead-eyed aggression. They're arriving in a place where they hate the people who live there. What more do you need to see? What more needs to be said? How many more churches need to be burned down? How many more women need to be raped? How many more colonies need to be built off taxpayer dime? At a place, by the way, in Ireland, where there's like a massive housing crisis, and I forget the exact numbers. I thought maybe I printed them out here. It's like 40% of like 30-year-olds still live with their parents. The natives in Ireland are just hopeless and just like cannot create a life for themselves, can't afford their own homes. And yet, foreign men, by the millions, arriving in this tiny island and having everything paid for, being protected by the police, being deputized as the police themselves, and feeling as though they can go out and attack the Irish with complete impunity because they can, and they do. EU study finds 40% of Irish people aged 25 to 34 and in employment still live with their parents. Not by choice. They can't afford homes. The number is lowest. What was the subtitle there? The lowest in numbers lower than Finland and Sweden at 2% and higher than Croatia at 65%. Yeah, sorry, Irish people. Sorry, Irish young people that want a future and to build your own families and homes. You work endlessly for nothing. And the Tunisian men that arrived yesterday are given absolutely everything. It's no wonder why the European people are rising up against this, but the European system is not allowing it. You had a massive right-wing victory in France, completely destroyed by the cooperation of every other parliamentary party. You have the plebiscite of Brexit go completely ignored and now being actively undone by the party in charge. You have just endless migrant crime in the UK going completely unaddressed while they send 11-year-olds and people who posted Facebook comments just saying, I think we should stop mass immigration to jail for years. It's not the only issue. We've got other issues that I could talk about. But it is the issue. It is the ultimate plan. And the longer it goes unaddressed, the more difficult it will be to solve until it will be impossible to solve. Because we know how this works. Article after article after article shows that at this point, white men, especially, I mean, in the UK, in Ireland, in America, have worse outcomes for education, for employment, for everything across the board. Have any of the programs that are there to, you know, help bring equality about, have any of them reverted to helping the people that now need the most help? No, they continue to help people that at this point have better. I'm fairly certain any of the crew can find this. In America, black women have a greater percentage of college graduation than white men at this point. Have any scholarships been opened up for the white guys to help, you know, close this gap? Has any affirmative action been reversed to, you know, help people that at this point are now the minority in college? In Texas, where white people are now outnumbered by Hispanic people, are they treated as minorities and given minority benefits through affirmative action and other things? Of course not. Of course not. So what's going to happen when the worldwide minority of white people are minorities in their homeland? It's genocide. It's genocide. It's genocide, period. It's genocide. It's all you need to know. Just a genocide is taking place. Slow motion. Calibrated. Take decades. And for the purpose of eradicating the things that white people invented and brought about and enshrined into constitutions. Freedom of speech, freedom of association, all of these things that only and ever existed in European countries or countries of the European diaspora like America, they're going away now. And we've called this out for years and years and years. It is admitted by them. When they have, you know, it's not all that complicated. It's a very simple sort of, you know, it's an algebraic equation, the transitive property. If I say to you, we have to destroy whiteness, and then I say that whiteness is freedom of speech in the U.S. Constitution and the founding fathers, literary classics, you know, what am I saying? It's not that complicated, is it? But it's happening at a ridiculous rate. And I'll go to this final video here, even though I don't know how legitimate this is. It has gone viral. And I'll figure I'll show it to you because it goes in line with what we've seen out of Colorado with the Venezuelans taking over apartment buildings there. Clip number two is a 911 call supposedly reporting 32 armed Venezuelans taking over an apartment building in Chicago. Here's the 911 dispatch recording out of Chicago. Let's watch.
Citywide person with a gun, 6124 South King Drive. Caller says 32 Venezuelans are trespassing the building, showing guns in the courtyard, and they have motorcycles in the courtyard as well. All stairwells are filled. Nothing further is unclear. Hey, I'm sorry. Are you headed over to the shot center to the 6124 and King for the migrants?
Okay,
all right, 10-4. There's another available unit to arrive at 310. We had multiple calls. First with the gun, 6124 South King. Also came over to disturbance large gathering. Could be 32 Venezuelans trespassing in the building property, showing guns in the courtyard. They have motorcycles in the courtway, all stairwells filled. And nothing further.
So you go. Multiple callers reporting a large gang of migrants heavily armed in the apartment courtyard. I guess staging an apartment takeover. I wish I could tell you more about this, but the mainstream media is not very interested in reporting it. It's just another crime in the crime-ridden city of Chicago, as if they don't have enough problems. But don't worry, folks. The U.S. just seized Nicolas Maduro's plane for some reason. I don't know. I mean, they could stop this. They can do whatever they want. They can seize the aircraft of the heads of state of Venezuela. But for some reason, they can't stop the gangs that are taking over apartment buildings in America. They don't want to. This is all on purpose. Because it's genocide.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. A little bit more about free speech here in relation to the election coming up. And we'll see. You'll see how under threat free speech as a whole is right now. If you haven't seen it already, don't worry. They're telling you. The authorities are letting you know that your free speech is very dangerous to their control. so it has to go away. But if you want to support free speech, there is a very simple way to do it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com guarantees that we have this outlet that tries they might. They have not been able to shut down. They have not been able to silence. And they have not been able to stop us from telling the truth in opposition to their lies. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to support us in this sacred mission. We played a video in the beginning of the last hour of either Brett or Eric Weinstein. I can never tell them apart. Is that Eric? So Eric Weinstein basically expressing that they're not going to let Trump be president again. They're not going to let him be president again. I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think the ways in which they are willing to exercise their power to keep Trump out of the presidency are without restriction. There's nothing that they wouldn't do. And as it becomes more and more apparent that they can't stop his electoral victory, nothing is off the table. Will they stage a massive false flag attack in America to blame on Iran or Russia and start World War III and say, we're in war now. We can't have an election during a war. I mean, that's what Zelensky did, right? This isn't just not out of the, available options for them. They're in favor of this year. Like, they've shown that they're willing to make this type of claim this year. We've got Zelensky. His presidential administration should be over, but he's still in office because, hey, they're in a war and we can't have a change in leadership till the war's over. And I decide when the war's over. So I'm here forever, right? So not only is this, not just baseless speculation, this is literally what they're doing right now. The very same people, just in a different country. They want to get rid of X. They want to get rid of Twitter. They want to get rid of any other social media outlet that allows you to speak to millions of people. We heard Kamala Harris say, in fact, let's play that Kamala Harris clip again. Here's a lead in to how this affects the election and the outcome of the election. So clip number 11, again, here's Kamala saying it's very dangerous that people can just speak to millions without her approval, without oversight by her or whatever other deep state liars want to manipulate the consciousness of the nation. Let's listen to Kamala Harris, presidential candidate, saying if she's elected, this whole free speech thing, it's over. Let's watch.
He has lost his privileges, and it should be taken down. And the bottom line is that you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter. The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And that has to stop.
They're speaking to millions of people without any oversight or regulation, a.k.a. without my permission, and that has to stop. And again, when it comes to something like what's happening in Brazil, you actually have people on X going, it's crazy what Elon Musk is doing. All of this over 7 accounts? As if Elon Musk was the one that started this. As if he's the one being ridiculous or uncompromising, which in a way he is, and good for him for being uncompromising. But you've got the Brazilian government going, delete these 7 accounts or we're going to ban X from our entire country. Elon Musk says no. And people go, why is he so extreme? Why is he, making such a big deal out of this? No, they're making a big deal out of this. And you should really be asking why. You should be asking what it is about these 7 accounts that Brazil thinks it's worth it to ban X entirely from their country over these 7 accounts. Why is it that 7 random accounts posting lawful, legal information is worth this overreaction? what is it about free speech that threatens these people so very much? Well, it's all about power. It's a threat to their power. It's a threat to their control. It's a threat to their ability to cloak their oppression, their tyranny and despotism in the guise of democracy. They want to be able to implement these things with the facade of mass approval, with the manufactured consent of the populace. To convince people that it's pointless to try to stand up against them because apparently this is what people voted for. But not if they can rig the election, which they clearly are planning on doing. They're not exactly shy about announcing this. Let's go now to clip number 13. Mainstream media, the AP News, saying that once again, you know, this whole voting thing, it's very complicated and we're not going to know who won the election for maybe weeks after the election is held. Let's watch.
All of this leads up to Election Day on November 5th, 2024.
What's significant about November 5th is that it's the final day of voting because people had started voting earlier, but it's also the first day of vote counting. So it's kind of the demarcation point between when people vote and when the vote starts to get counted. Longer ago, when elections weren't as competitive, we often knew who the winners were on election night, but in modern elections, it's typically taken longer. So we have to let the vote count play out, and sometimes it takes a little bit longer beyond Election Day to figure out actually who the winner is.
I don't know if I've ever seen anything as Orwellian as that. He says, long ago when races weren't as competitive, maybe you knew who the winner was by the end of the day. We just watched an attempt to rewrite history in real time. Long ago, as in the last election before the 2020 election. As in all of the elections throughout all of time in America, up until they implemented all of these ridiculous, unsafe, totally fraudulent changes to the electoral process. It was a very simple system. Is there anything about this election that makes it more competitive than other elections? Of course not. It's absurd. Everything that guy just said, completely absurd. Long ago, when races were less competitive, maybe you could find out. Does he think he's talking to goldfish? Does he think he's talking to people without memories? I mean, it's just crazy. It is insane gaslighting out there, folks. They deliberately destroy the electoral system, and then they look you in the eye and go, it's always been like this. It always will be.
InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWarsMD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Free speech in whichever way they can. The New York Times writing an article saying, yes, the Constitution is sacred, but maybe it should go away now. And yesterday, during the Sunday shows, they had government mouthpieces out there describing the danger of people speaking freely and the need, especially around election, for the government to determine what is and is not true, what can and cannot be said. This is what happens when the people who break the law aren't punished, and the people who violate the Constitution are allowed to continue to violate the Constitution with impunity. They just double down and they keep doing it. So it's been revealed over and over again the way the government was and still is to some degree intimidating, threatening, and extorting social media companies to remove information that they don't want on there. It's not disinformation. It's not misinformation. These are nonsense, pointless lies. These are labels of deceit. It's just information they don't want out there. Like the Hunter Biden laptop. Zuckerberg putting out a letter. We totally did censor on behalf of the government, but we're sorry, but we're very sorry. I don't know what else to say here. Like, if you don't see what's happening, I don't know how much more I can explain it. And I think at this point, it sort of needs to be understood that the people doing this are not, despite their protestations like Zuckerberg, they know exactly what they're doing. They're not operating in ignorance. They're not operating in some naive desire to preserve democracy. They know exactly what they're doing. And they're just mad that you won't let them. They genuinely do not believe in the Constitution. They do not believe in the rights enshrined there. They gleefully participate in censorship and are happy to uphold despotism and tyranny if they think it's on their side. Over this weekend, with Brazil banning X from its country and even leveling a $8,000 a day fine for using VPNs to access the sites, you had prominent left-wing accounts on X tagging the Brazil government and saying, this person's in Brazil and he's using X, go get him. People saying, whoa, what the hell? You want this guy to go to prison? And leftists in America are saying, yeah, he deserves to go to prison. He's breaking the law of the land, so he deserves to go to prison. I don't need to tell you how absurd it is for people who are behind defund the police and infinite illegal immigration to express their heartfelt concern that somebody's breaking the law. Just understand, the world is full of evil people. And if nobody stops them, then their evil is like a compounding interest kind of evil. The more they do, the more evil they get. The more they get away with, the more they try. The more you let them crush you, the more they crush you. The more you give them, the more they ask for. The only answer to this is resistance. The only way this cycle stops is if an outside force interrupts it. Because the people in charge right now will not stop until their control is complete and exerted through impersonal, technocratic, mark of the beast system in which AI just dictates your rights on an individual basis, dependent on your subservience to the system. It has to stop. Or like, that's it for civilization as we know it. The society America built and the society that existed in Europe is like it's not normal. It's not normal. It's not just the way the world is. It took literally centuries, slowly but surely, of decent, honorable, righteous people fighting tooth and nail, relentlessly sacrificing everything to uphold beliefs that eventually got us to a place where we can be safe and prosperous. You don't have to bribe officials, and you don't have to put up barbed wire around your house, and you don't have to have a clan that will get a vengeance for you because you can trust the system to achieve justice. That's all going away. And if it goes away, it's not easily regained. It's going to take centuries again of brutal fighting. At this point, with the technology that the bad people have, it'll probably never come back. Like, what we have now is this just barely a light ember still burning. And if it goes out, that's it. It's out forever. And they're dousing water. Like, they're throwing water on it. They're dousing it. They're smothering it as much as they possibly can. Well, a few of us over here are frantically fanning the flames, trying to reignite liberty worldwide. It's going to take a lot more of us recognizing the threat that we're under. And the sad thing is, most people aren't going to recognize it until it's gone. And it's going to be too late. And then they're not even going to be able to express their regret. Let's go to Meet the Face the Nation. This is a Face the Nation clip with a DOJ spokesman explaining the danger of people speaking freely in and around this election and the importance of government censorship in America in the year 2024. Let's watch.
You've been really proactive, I see you online, pushing back when you encounter really serious election misinformation, particularly when it comes from someone like Elon Musk, who owns a social media platform and has been pushing some really inflammatory claims when it comes to voting.
Yeah, there are very powerful forces that want us as Americans who live in our democratic society to doubt that democratic society, to doubt our elections that decide our leaders, and to hate our neighbors, to think of our neighbors as enemies if they happen to disagree with us politically. And the fact is that our elections are as secure as they've ever been. We have more paper ballots now than ever before. Those paper ballots are auditable and recountable, and we do audit them to make sure that the machines counted them accurately. We have more accurate voter lists than ever before, thanks to better technology and data that allows states to share data between states and within a state to make sure that we keep up with people as they move so that we have the right address for them. Oh, we have more pre-election litigation than ever before. Some people think that's a bad thing. I happen to think it's a good thing. It clarifies those rules. When we get to election day, both sides, all the candidates, know those rules. Those are the rules we're playing under. You might not like them, but those are the rules, and you can't complain about them once election day comes. And then we have had more post-election litigation that has confirmed and verified the results than ever before. We sit here 46 months after the last presidential election right now, an election that has withstood more scrutiny than any election in world history. More scrutiny than any election in world history.
Totally,
and there's still not a single shred of evidence that's been presented to any court. It's been presented on social media. It's easy to put anything up on social media.
Out of the courts,
but to present it to a court, subjected to scrutiny and cross-examination, have a judge hear it and rule, there's not been a single shred of evidence presented in any court in the country.
All right, so hold on. Let's pause it right there. That's not a good thing. That means we don't know the answer. Are they just getting worse at this? Are their lies getting that much bigger? Or are the American people that much dumber that they can't see through the rhetorical trick you just heard? He just admitted that this has never been investigated by the court. Never once has any claim of voter fraud been actually put forward and investigated and determined whether or not it's valid or not. He takes that and says, see, so our elections are good. Our elections are really good. We know this because not a single claim has ever been investigated or adjudicated by a court. Blatant, egregious inversion of reality and the truth. But if you say that, they call it misinformation or disinformation and say you are threatening the trust people have in our elections. Our utterly fraudulent, totally manipulatable elections destroyed by mail-in balloting. It's now or never, folks.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12 Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.